Unit 7, 7.1.
We've all been told how beneficial group sports are for us. We learn to train as part of a team, develop our social skills, and create networks of friends, etc. However, what about those sports we do on our own? What can they give us that team sports can't? 1. By doing individual sports, we learn to be self-reliant. We can't rely on anyone else for our success or blame anyone for our failure. It is all down to our own performance. This is a really useful lesson in how to be responsible for our own actions and decisions. 2. When you're not part of a team, you mustn't hide from the spotlight. Everyone is watching you alone, and you have to be comfortable and confident in your own shoes. This can be extremely useful for future experiences such as job interviews and performances. 3. Even though you compete against yourself, some solo athletes are still part of a team. For example, in a gymnastics group, you're responsible for your own score, but also for the score of the team overall. So that element of teamwork and responsibility can still exist. 4. Let's think about motivation. As an individual, you don't have anyone else forcing you to improve. All of that enthusiasm and ambition has to come from you alone. This kind of internal motivation is a very powerful weapon. 5. Individual sports mean that you can learn at your own pace. If you decide to take up basketball, you'll need to join an already existing team and have to catch up with members who already have experience. However, if golf is your chosen sport, you can start with the basics and will possibly learn alone or alongside other people of a similar level. This means there is far less pressure.